week that had word from the Arab ambassador and the Dutch, and also the Belgian ambassador. said Rockefeller is pushing hard for Keating, and I said he'll give it to Keating.
Yes. I think so.
So I told Sotomayor.
I didn't know Rockefeller was pushing hard, but I knew Keating was pushing hard.
Well, Mitchell called and said Rockefeller is pushing hard. So I said, well, Christ, if that's the case, it doesn't mean that much to us. I still have him. He's a little on the old side, but he'll be our man.
Yeah, he'll be good.
So let's have Keating go.
Good.
Well, see, that's an idea. Well, because we don't have to get by with anything. He's probably...
express this sorrow and outrage. I mean, we, after all, we were totally innocent parties. There was nothing we could do.
Yes,
Sir
Anne, Sir
Anne
was about that
show. Well, he was. Actually, Sir Anne is out of our control.
Yeah.
He's out of your jurisdiction. But that wasn't even made as a very formal demand, Mr. Bradley.
Well, that's what they asked me about, though. I said, no, we wouldn't do that. We wouldn't pay back. But I think we've got to stay right on that course.
I thought your answers were excellent.
Well, they gave us the opportunity to...
And I think this was the right day to do it.
You know, absolutely. You know, you when you go in after something has happened, well, they're sort of, on the defensive a little.
They've yielded now also on the 34th.
Do they? Well, you know, you noticed that we were able to get in a few little cracks, too, about I mean, the rationale for the EU program.
Yeah.
It wasn't going to come out of domestic policies.
No, that was
and
important.
Get and then the fact that we weren't going to link the two items. See, they heard from the Zegar, but they have to hear from me. And the quite a few foreign policy questions.
Okay.
I think going out about every 2 to 3 weeks is a good idea.
This way, that's a more relaxed atmosphere.
Yeah.
Maybe once every 3 months on television.
This is on television, of course, but only on the news.
Yeah.
I mean, that's enough. Maybe you better ask Sigurd to come in and let's read on this. Or you have to go somewhere.
No, no.
Well, just push the button until that kid right. Push the top button. Just ask Sigurd. Play a little.
government has informed us.
They have.
But they've been informed by
the truth. Well, I know that Henry, the main thing, the truth was not correct. Just that the main thing to have in mind is that the position that I have taken has to be the position of this government. This did not involve surroundings and joke. It really involved the other governments.
I wouldn't even think that we ought to explain the remark of this morning.
No. I don't think anyone wants to. They should. They might say, well, now maybe the president said that, and that's why they shot him.
The major demand was to release terrorists in Jordan and in Israel.
And in my remark, you have to realize that, as you know, Rome was limited only to the United States. I did not say anything about what the other governments would do. And incidentally, I wouldn't have urged them to release it, would you?
No. If they did, then they'd be dead. Neither the Israelis nor the Jordanians can afford, because they'd have their people picked up all over the world. The Israelis wouldn't release anybody.
Jordanians won't. Their major demand now, I understand, the Jordanian ambassador, they still are holding.
Yeah.
He's still living.
Yeah.
Why in the name of God did they kill ours then?
Just to show that they meant it.
But the Jordanians won't kill for this again.
Basically, they can't, but they. No, they won't get it because he's already directed at them eventually. That's, of course, the problem when the Egyptians say, first there's got to be peace with them on borders and then peace with the Palestinians. This is after the Palestinian bunch that comes to it. But I think all that Iran can say is to express our sorrow.
Well, you know, I was almost prophetic on this morning when I said, you know, being an ambassador these days is a risk. And it is. It's like going to Vietnam. It really is. And it's terrible. We're sorry, but right?
Different.
I tell you, I was Billy Graham, we prophetically were talking about it last night. He was saying, he had told me, and I had forgotten this, that he'd had several threats, you know, as he comes. He said, if I'm ever got this hostage, he said, I'm going to tell you now, whatever you may hear, never pay ransom. And that's what our ambassadors got to understand, that we will not ransom.
It's absolutely. They pick me up tomorrow, I think, if it's a total disaster.
Are any of those groups around here? Is there anything we should do about service? Doing a little bit more or no?
Everything you have to say about this is the election.
My God, yeah, the Vietnam settlement, all of the going to be, if the line comes up about we're not paying back the letters of policy of the United States, so we, and we've expressed it previously. Because I suppose you would have a proximate cause situation. I made my statement at noon, and they killed this poor devil at about 4 o'clock. So somebody can say, well, they read the president's statement, shot. They went, they started with it. It's not